This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Friday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking. Woo!
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Be careful on the roads, you guys. It is slick out there. And yes, it snowed again for the 100th night in a row. 21 for the high today.
The windpipes hit different on a Friday. Let me tell you that much. I am ramped. I am ready.
Clearly.
Woo! Who is here, guys? Are you ready to dive into your Friday vibes? Because I know I am, and I want to hear from you. 585-252-9800.
Let's get after it.
We shall. Love listening to you guys every morning. Makes plowing go a lot quicker.
Who's plowing?
Plowing the roads.
Who's on the roads?
Right. He's like, what? Love you too.
Who is it?
No name.
Oh, that's okay.
Text your name back in.
Yeah,
safely,
text your name
if you can.
Keep that plowing going.
Big plow energy.
Huge plow energy.
This person says, I love listening to you guys as well. I cry almost daily over the cost of eggs, but you guys make it a little less painful.
Well, if you want to cry,
come to PXY. How about, I don't know, we just stop eating eggs?
You know, I'm honestly,
never buy eggs.
I buy eggs a lot, but I only buy the ones that come in a carton of six. I don't buy a full dozen. I buy six eggs and I get them at Wegmans and they're like $3. They're not bad, and they're organic.
Also, can we try Aldi, or maybe Aldi has some deals? Good vibes is I'm finally getting my hair dyed and cut today. That's from our girl Mo Money.
Mo.
Okay, Morgan. Papa.
Mo Money getting a hair colored.
Love it.
It's all about self-care on the, you know, on the Fridays.
Very excited with my vibes because girls' night tonight. Love it. And also tomorrow... Yes, we're getting Mexican, of course.
I know. I was going to say, are you getting Mexican tonight?
No, I think we're doing...
Whatever.
Like, Chinese. I don't know. And then tomorrow...
Are you staying in or are you going out?
What do you think?
You're staying in.
Staying in. Yeah. My ass will be glued to the couch. And then tomorrow, off to Bristol Mountain with like 7 of my closest friends.
Oh, she's going to shred the plow.
What?
Shred the plow?
You got plowing on the mind, sir. You're going to shred that plow. Yep, absolutely.
That's going to be fun. Be careful up there. Breezy took me skiing for the first time last year.
And yeah.
I love the lodge.
Yeah. And, oh, but we have to go back because they have a brand new lodge. It is stunning. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would love to see it. I give anyone credit who's a good skier because the amount of times I fell and the amount of body strength it takes to get up is
it's
exhausting.
It's insane.
And I just got to a point where I was sick of falling. And I'm like, oh, this is not enjoyable.
That's why I refuse to fall, because I can't get back up.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Down
I don't know how you didn't. I just don't understand how you didn't fall. I can't stop on skis. Granted, I've done it once in my
life.
That's
what I'm saying. I mean, like, the younger you start, the easier it is. And I've been skiing since the ripe age of 5. So
yeah, my family, we didn't grow up as like, hey.
You guys didn't do a lot of fun things. You didn't have a dog. You never went skiing.
We just weren't into winter sports.
Yeah.
We were summer people.
Right. Did they take you on vacation?
Yeah, they'd surprise us. They wake us up in the middle of the night and be
like, am I being kidnapped?
Hey, the suitcases were downstairs. They're like, we're going on a plane. We're going to Florida. You don't forget that. It's very exciting. They made those things very exciting for us.
That's fun.
But my father was an immigrant from Italy. We didn't go camping.
Yeah.
He's like, I worked my ass off so you can go sleep outside. I'm like, oh, okay, I just wanted to leave.
We didn't camp either. And I honestly, I kissed the ground my parents walk on for that because that's not for me.
Never yeah, I'm still be. Waiting to try that. I've done a lot of things in my life. Camping is not one of them.
I pitched a tent in the garage once with a hookup to a DVD player. They're like, that's not camping. That's just you sleeping on the floor for no reason.
No.
Good morning, Amanda here. Happy Friday. I'll be listening while getting a root canal. That sounds horrible. But you pop it off, Amanda.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck this morning.
Will you have like an AirPod in? Or also, aren't you put under for that? Maybe not.
For a root canal? No, they just numb you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Vibes are up for a lot of people this morning. And for some of you, it is payday. Where's our friends Nico and Steve?
I know. Where are you guys? I haven't heard from you in ages.
You got paid on Wednesday. Vibes are up. I have a birthday I have to attend tonight. Fairport. I'll be in your neck of the woods.
Whose birthday?
Our buddy, I don't want to say because I think it might be a surprise.
Oh, perfect.
But you're very familiar with who he is.
Perfect.
Yeah, so his wife will be doing something.
I hope it's not the same guy that got surprised last year who didn't want to.
Yeah, that would be him.
Oh.
And then tomorrow, I'm going to go.
Stop doing surprise parties for him.
I'm going to go to the Amerks game tomorrow with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Oh, fun.
I think they got a 4 o'clock game, and Amerks are tearing it up this season. And then last night, I decided to finally book my trip to Florida for next month.
Oh.
I'm out of here.
I thought you were going to say Italy.
No.
Did you see me? I was like, deflated.
I'm waiting on my parents for that one, but. my buddy's like, hey, we got to go to the condo. I was like, you know what? Breezy just came back.
Yeah.
Danger's still there. I think it's my turn.
You got to go.
I'm going to go for
send it.
Just a nice long weekend.
When are you doing that? He's like, the weekend of the 22nd of March. I'm like, oh, well, we have the bachelor auction.
The weekend before that.
Perfect.
So the 13th, 14th, 15th. Perfect. I'll be there for St. Paddy's Day weekend.
Anyways,
thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Appreciate that. And yes, we have tickets to give away this morning for just, you know, a lot of stuff.
A lot of things.
Big story of the day today.
Things around the studio and sending it to you guys.
Is this DOT work zone speed trap that they put out in the fall that made so much damn money for the state of New York? Is this going to be a permanent thing? We'll tell you coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday, 21 for the high today. You know, it's bad enough we all had to worry about DOT and these work zone speed traps around our city all fall. But on Thursday, Transportation Commissioner Marie-Therese Dominguez spoke at the Transit Authority on East Main Street and highlighted the governor's proposed budget and discussed making the work zone speed radar system permanent. And as you can imagine, this pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And it should. She is so far.
So would it still be for work zones, or would it just be in general?
No, and it's supposedly in general.
So they need to make that very clear what the speed limit is.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she's so for it because it's a quick way to make a buck. The amount of people that fought their ticket they received for allegedly speeding in a work zone, the judge threw out or dismissed their tickets. Not all of them, but a lot of people. And it's because it was determined in a lot of these areas, there was no sign posted anywhere that right. they should be driving 40 when, in fact, the sign said 55.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just said, which all of you drive 490 all of the time, it just said work zone ahead, reduced speed.
So the
it didn't say to what.
No, well, the same place that I got my tickets, I know our friends at Channel 10 News took their vehicle and they recorded the same spot where I got my tickets. They took the same path, got off on the same street on the 490 underpass. And it was like, as you can see, this is exactly where people are getting ticketed. But there's no sign here for a mile. And the next sign, as you can see, says 55 miles per hour. Well, that's what I fought. And that's exactly what I wrote in. And I sent it back. And they did not dismiss it. It actually went up $50. And so most people, the judge finally determined, hey, yeah, these people are right. There actually is no sign there. Last fall, these cameras ticketed over 1,000 drivers daily in Rochester, with fines ranging from $50 to $100. But the camera on I-490 at the Alexander Street overpass issued 25,000 speeding tickets in 26 days, resulting in $1.2 million in fines.
Also, you want to know what else pisses me off? If you go up and look up what the average like penalty for speeding in a work zone is, it is severe.
It's like over $300.
It's like over $300. I think it's like 6 points on your license. It is no easy feat, and it is a hefty, hefty damage to not only your wallet, but your driving record. So when I received one of these tickets, I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to lose my license. And they're like, nah, just like send us $50. It's like, you can't just change the rules for speeding zones. And they're sitting here being like, we want to make it safer for our workers. No, you don't, because you're reducing the fine. You're reducing the penalty. And I'm not saying that we should get more penalties, because obviously the whole thing's a scam anyways. But
she says, our men and women are out there every day in highly, highly dangerous circumstances, and we need to protect them.
Correct. But so put signs up to protect them.
Right. And that's the thing. Nobody's buying that whatsoever, because if that was the case, they would have the appropriate signs and speed limits.
This gets me hot.
Posted, which they do not. So anyways, whether or not these radars become permanent is doubtful, but when the state needs to make money, they will figure out a way to make money. And you know what? With that $1.2 million they made, how about fix a couple of these potholes? With all that coin you made issuing these tickets, fix a couple of those potholes. Anyways, happy Friday, you guys. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about just raw dogging a flight.
Guys, it's psychotic. No, you need help. If you do this, jail. Jail immediately. This happened on the way home. If you don't know what raw dogging a flight means, I'll tell you exactly what it means. But I will say,
and who's guilty of doing this?
My girlfriend.
Oh.
And if you do this, you need a psych eval. There, I said it.
We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be your legend.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you have ever walked into a coffee shop and saw someone just sitting there, not doing anything, not scrolling on their phone, not reading a book, not listening to music, just sitting there alone, enjoying their coffee? Or as Breezy would put it, just raw dogging it. And then we talk about, have you ever seen someone do this on an airplane?
Yeah, so raw dogging a flight is a viral travel trend that a lot of passengers have been taking. I don't know. They've been participating in. It's stupid, in my opinion. But it's when passengers avoid throughout the entire flight, in-flight entertainment, music, distractions of any sort through the duration of the flight. And it's psychotic, in my opinion.
Well, if you see someone doing this, are they a psychopath? Or are they just living in the moment? Because let me tell you something. I envy these people. Oh, my Lord, I would love it. To just sit, I would love it. And I did this once on an airplane. And I was going from Chicago to LA. And my phone died. And I didn't have my charger. And I didn't have my AirPods.
Nope.
So I was on a Southwest flight, meaning there was no TVs. So I just kind of sat there. Luckily, I had a window seat. So I looked out the window for 4 hours.
I don't think I could do it. So, okay, I guess I stand corrected.
There's rock dog in that flight.
Because this says, this includes not using your phones, reading, eating, drinking, or sleeping.
Nothing.
My girlfriend was sleeping.
Okay, so that doesn't count, though.
I guess it doesn't count.
Because you're not doing anything anyways when you're sleeping. But if you're sitting there just looking out the window, I can truly say, yeah, I've raw dogged a flight.
No films, no music.
Nothing.
No sleep, just sitting there. Just, is it heroic or is it stupid?
Oh, my God. Talk about living in the present moment. Now, the next step would be trying to do this at a coffee shop without people calling the police on you.
This is the start of a murder documentary. Well, I'm telling you right now.
I walked in one time to that Starbucks there in Winton Village right there. And a guy was just sitting there in a chair sipping coffee. He wasn't on his phone. He was doing nothing. He was just looking around at people. And I was like, what's this guy's problem?
I'm like, are you good, bro?
Because you question it.
Yeah.
We should all try this. We should all try to disconnect. It's good for you.
I feel like
you're worried about what people are thinking. You're worried about people judging.
I'm worried about my own mental, like, you, psych. I'm worried about my mental health.
You can't go through a couple of hours without some sort of device in front of you?
I have ADHD, and I'm addicted to my cell phone.
No, you can do it, Breeze.
I can't. Also, I just don't understand the need or the want to do something like this. Is it just to prove that you could? The only time I would ever even dabble in potentially maybe giving a crack at this weird-ass trend is a flight to, like, Boston or New York, because it's only, like, 40 minutes.
People were doing this in the 90s and early 2000s when smartphones weren't a thing.
And they were also smoking on airplanes, so they weren't raw-dogging it that much because they were lighting
up. You couldn't smoke on airplanes in the early 2000s. They got rid of that a long time ago.
I don't know when it stopped.
Never in my life.
I wasn't born in the 80s. I don't know.
Well, I was, and I remember being 7. You couldn't smoke on an airplane. That wasn't a thing. But if you decided you want to go on an airplane and just, you know, go ahead, raw dog it. No phone, no nothing. No books, magazines, no entertainment. You just sit there for the duration of the flight until you get to your destination without doing a thing. Just you and your thoughts. That's the scariest part.
We met, back when we went to morning show boot camp over the summer, we met a morning show from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And
we love them.
Yeah. Shout out to them. We're obsessed with them. But the one guy on the show, I think he's the oldest one on the show.
Oh, he is.
Raw dogged the entire flight to San Diego.
Yeah.
Just sat there staring at
St. Louis.
Staring at the back of the seat, and it's like, why are we doing this?
But
it seems like a weird form of, like, self-torture and manipulation.
Most people, I enjoy talking to people on a plane.
No.
The first thing somebody wants to do when they get on a plane is throw their AirPods in or their headphones. It's like, hey, don't talk to me, right? That's what a lot of us do. But if you just take the time to make conversation with the person next to you, you'd be surprised. You might make a friend for life.
Oh. This seems like a perfect time to bring this up. So, during my flight to Florida, when we actually had no issues getting there, the flight was at like 8 o'clock at night. The woman in front of me
took her shoes off.
Screaming the entire flight. Screaming. I don't know if it's because we were sitting next to the jet or what was going on. Screaming to the entire row, not just the three in her row, the three in the row across the way from them, getting to know them, interviewing them, talked the entire flight at a volume that was inappropriate, so much so to the point that the flight attendant had to go over and say, ma'am,
can you lower your
voice? Getting a lot of complaints. Like, this is, you got to bring it down. She goes, if they want to fly in the middle of the day, then they can. Like, people were literally sleeping. I was sleeping. She woke me up. I was like, why are you, if you talk to strangers on airplanes, fine.
Be mindful.
How are you?
Yeah,
great,
sure.
Love it. You interviewing them at max volume for 2.5 hours, not going to work for me. She gets off the plane. She's talking to her daughter. She's like, I talked to him the entire time. I never talk to people on airplanes. I'm like, I know. We heard you. We all heard you.
We all heard you. I don't know what it is, but I'm a magnet for babies on a plane. I will always sit behind a screaming child every time. It never fails.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Let's add one more. What's one more fold to the mix here. You raw dogging a flight with a screaming baby in front of you. That, you hate yourself. Just say you hate yourself. You know what I mean?
That's the flight I was on from Chicago to LA, screaming baby in front of me. But guys, if you haven't done this, I would recommend it. We should all try doing this at coffee shops.
We've come so far with technology. There's no need for you to be raw dogging life at all.
Because people like you are severely addicted, it's really good to hit the reset button.
I'm too alone with my thoughts on a floating tube in the sky. Let's just say that.
Listen, Breezy, if you can do dry January for an entire month, I know you can give your cell phone up for like 2 hours tops. You can do it. We should all do it.
I'd rather do dry January for a year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
98 PXY Traffic.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.